Have we been good stewards?
I've been a great steward of my sperm.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 79 of How Married Are You?
My name Belief, this is Yvette, and we've been married 9 years. We live in California and we have 4 kids. Relationships are scary, it's very necessary. We share all of our struggles and we ask,
How married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. Sometimes it's deep, sometimes it's lighthearted. I don't know what else to say, so it's time to get it started.
Like it's chocolate baby story time.
Hey, chocolate baby story time. Check
it's it out. It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and... You recorded a video of Uzi trying to suck on my nipple. He did it again this morning.
Oh.
But the thing was, he kept trying to move the hair off out of the way. So he would be like. You know what I'm saying? Like he would just That's keep hilarious. Like running into the hair. And I was like, man. So I'm going to do a fatherhood breakdown for it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like the nipple hair. And the chest hair is like barbed wire to the nipple. You know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
like just when you thought it was safe.
Yes.
It's a protective
funny.
Layer over that.
What's funny is yesterday I did like a Q&A with Uriah. So last week, or I don't know when I did it, but I did a Q&A with Anaya. I was like, ask Anaya anything. And so people like did the whole thing on Instagram. If you're not following me on Mrs. Bellin, then you're missing out. Anyway, she did it, and then they were like, oh, you should do more of this. So I did one with Uriah yesterday, and there was one question that somebody asked him, and they were like, do you want another sibling? And someone was like, Glenn should do a fatherhood breakdown on this because his eyebrows answered the question before the words came out of his mouth. But like his, you could see him reacting to the, physically reacting to the question, and then he goes, yeah, sure. But it was like, he don't want no more siblings.
Wow. He's like, I gotta see that. I haven't even seen that yet.
He's like, I'm good with what I got. Thank you.
I love it. I love it.
But his answers were so, and then I'm going to share this one more. If you haven't, I might share it to my highlights, but there is this one question where it goes, why are you so adorable? And he goes, I don't know, because I'm cute. And then he goes, that's a hard question. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is exactly why you're so adorable. But anyways, I love that kid.
Yeah. He's a good kid.
He is.
All right, so Thursday, we hopping in.
We're hopping straight into things.
Yep. All right, so you had some questions or something
okay,
like that on your phone.
Okay, so on Instagram, I forgot what we were talking about. Somehow, Glenn and I got to talking about surrogacy. And we were talking about it. And then I was like, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to ask like our followers, like what are some other bizarre marriage scenarios that we could possibly find ourselves in? Like, what are some things that we could kind of look at and talk about real quick? And so I never came back to this. This was a while ago. And so I figure it's a fun time to come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll read some of them. This one says, what if you were put in a situation where you had to adopt a family member? I would do it.
I mean, we would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what family member would that be. I think it would probably be like a close friend, family member. So, but in that case.
Oh, I'm actually thinking family bloodline, like somewhere along. Like, I'm thinking, like, your sister's children or my brother's children.
Yeah, it's a family member, not family members. So, if there's, like, 3-4 kids come over here and it's, like, all of a sudden we got 4 new kids, that's going to be hard.
It'll definitely be hard.
Yeah, but, like, okay, so there's not just what if we had to. It's, like, what would our lives look like then?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, do I just leave the house and work my behind off and you're okay with that? Or because I would go into work mode. Mm-hmm. Like 4 additional miles. You'll go from a family of 6 to a family of 10.
Yeah.
You know.
This is just a scenario, babe.
But I'm thinking about it, like, okay, so yeah. What does that mean?
I mean, like, we have godchildren. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's what we do. I mean, I'm not sure if their parents have designated us as the ones to take them in or not, but
we can't afford no more god kids. So if somebody's out there listening, like, I think when I have a kid, no. I want to ask. Don't ask us, because we can't say no.
How can you not say no?
I can say no.
You can. I can.
You can't. But they're probably going to ask you. And they're going to ask us together. And I'm going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Look at it. That's going to be like, sure, of course. But just let you know, we got
no. We don't just say yes to anybody. It matters who we say yes to. Crazy nut.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to move on. What if there was one that said, what if Glenn wanted to donate his sperm? Mm. Nah.
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Why not?
What?
So
that means that you have other children out there that are going to be raised by somebody else.
So say if we had a friend, no. The husband couldn't produce.
No. It's definitely not a friend.
It's not like I'm going up in there. It's just my sperm.
I understand that. But you aren't going to just be able to, like, they're our friends. So we're probably doing life with them. So you're going to see our friend raising your child. And that child will never be able to know that you are their father. What?
Why won't they be able to know?
If it's our friend, then your friend, the male, uh-huh. in the relationship, will be raising your child.
But it's their child.
No. Okay. I don't see it as that. Okay. I mean, and this is no offense to anyone who's ever donated an egg or a sperm or whatever. But I can't be in a relationship where that's a thing, because like, even if he just donated it and he didn't have an adulterous affair or whatever, I couldn't know that he has other children out there that he's not getting to raise or whatever.
You okay.
Know
what okay. I mean? Okay.
And that our children aren't like being raised with them as siblings.
Okay. So let's take it to the same thing, right? Let's talk about surrogacy, because that was the initial question.
Yeah. But that's someone else's egg and someone else's sperm.
But it's your body.
Okay.
So your body, so I'm the one that got it. You want gummy bears? I got to go get the gummy bears. You want pizza? I got to go get the pizza. I'm doing all the work. Why isn't homeboy doing the work? Why don't you go live with them for 9 months?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I will.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, why isn't this your body? That. It's your body. Mm-hmm. And now we have to go through that together. So I got to go through all of the...
I don't think that's the same. I don't think you're comparing apples to apples there. I think you're comparing apples to oranges or whatever.
Whatever. It's all fruit. It's all the same. No, it's all a period of time of
you're
suffering.
Comparing carrots to a cheeseburger.
Who got a carrot?
Oozing with
I'm just saying this. I feel like it would be difficult for me to watch you go through that for someone else, mm-hmm. even though it would be admirable. Mm-hmm. And it would be also admirable if one of our people could not.
I know. Produce. I think about this.
So, okay. Say like this, okay. Rec and Crystal. Mm-hmm. Let's just say now me and Rec kind of same setup, same. We look kind of, no, we don't look alike, but we do like, mm-hmm. right. So say if, you know what I'm saying? Rec couldn't, but he was like, man, like, you know, it'll be like, what do we do that? Mm-mm. Wow.
So sorry, guys, if you're watching.
My goodness. You know Crystal watching.
I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Especially because we do life with them. Mm-hmm. No.
It would definitely be hard. It would, like, my heart would cry. But I would be like, what an honor. Maybe. Oof. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Good things, these are just scenarios. And not actual things we have to talk about.
We're actually answering the questions if they ever come up in the future.
Yeah, so don't ask us for his sperm, because it ain't happening. And you ain't getting my eggs. I mean, like, if your brother...
You kind of stingy with them eggs, man. God bless. God is really just giving us stewardship over these eggs and his sperm.
Have we been good stewards?
I've been a great steward of my sperm.
I can't. I cannot have this conversation. But I will say it would be different if it was like your brother or my sister. Mm. Like if I had a sister or you had a brother, I feel like my tone and my attitude towards the idea would be a lot more open than like a friend.
So what about Jasmine? Would you give her your ex?
Jasmine's not my biological sister.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that changes things for me, but it does. It makes it different some kind of way. Like I don't know how, I really don't understand DNA and how that all works with us, but I just feel like it would be different because that's family, like blood. Like you guys share. I feel like in DNA, like there's certain strands that are the same except like one thing or something when you're, I don't know. So yeah, I think it would be different if it was like biological siblings.
Okay.
All right. Does that change it for you at all?
I just don't feel like I could have the same sentiment. If it was your sister who needed the eggs, and I would be like, I don't feel comfortable there. You'd be like, well, it's my sister. You would get your way. But if I wanted to get my sperm out, I couldn't do it.
Is that how I sound, Glenn David?
You be dramatic sometimes. You know, it don't go that deep, but it's higher pitch. But it's sometimes the same thing. Why don't you just love me?
Okay, whatever.
We live in a double standard.
All right, here's another scenario. Couple gets married but lives apart for the first year because there's no money to live together. I don't understand that.
Why don't you understand? There's no money together.
So wherever the one person is living, then move into their room. Right? But could we get married and then live apart for a year? I mean, I guess people in the military do that all the time. Not because they can't afford to live together, but just because the military.
I feel like the military is just
a wacky situation.
It's just like, it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're in the military. That means it's okay that you get to leave for 9 months. But if I'm going to go on tour, I can't leave for 9 months.
What?
What's the difference?
The difference is you choose. There's no difference.
There is no difference. You're going to work. I'm going to work.
But the thing is, once you choose to be a recording artist, like an artist in that form, you can choose to like stop. Versus in the military, you sign a contract that says.
As an artist, you sign a contract. It's 4 years. I'm going to put out this music and tour it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's different. I just don't understand.
And the truth is too, like, as a traveling artist, you can have your spouse come visit you if you're traveling, if you're like doing well enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the military, it's kind of like, not only will we tell you where to go and how long to go for, we'll tell your family where to move.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, it's admirable to go like do that in the military, you know, because it's like, oh, you're serving your country. Some people like are really serving their country, like, but some people just like, yeah, I needed the insurance and home and you know what I'm saying? It's just like,
yeah,
hopefully we don't go to war and I'm cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I don't know. But that's like, that's another thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, if you're in the military, it's fine. But otherwise, you're kind of a douchebag for leaving your family. Right?
I wouldn't say you're a douchebag, but I mean,
yes, that's what you think.
My life is a little different than.
Yeah, I mean, like if I was in the military, you would understand.
Yeah.
You wouldn't understand if I, you know, had to leave for, you know, five months or.
Yeah, but that was a thing. Troops. I never wanted to marry anybody in the military.
Yeah.
Like I knew. I mean, I probably would be able to do just fine, but I just know that that's not the life for me.
I thought about joining the military.
Since we've been married?
Heck yeah.
You's a fool.
Yeah. I did.
Well, good for you. And to all of you women who are married to men in the military, God bless your soul.
Oh, men married to women in the military.
Or men married to women, because that is a thing. Or both in the military. Or both. Lord have mercification. Yes, bless all of y'all.
Because it's a lot.
It's a lot. Y'all do a lot, and we appreciate you. I think about women. I specifically think about women who are married to men in the military who, like, go away for long periods of time often, because they're, like, hours that I spend alone with my four kids. And I'm like, where is this fool at? He needs to get home, yada, yada, yada. And y'all do it for days on days. And some of y'all are in foreign territory where you don't have your support system with you. And so I just want to say you are gold. Thank you. And I wish I could help you. And if there's any, like, whatever out there that, like, you know, they have online support groups where you can kind of donate or do whatever, like for childcare or something, holla at your girl. They should have something like that, right?
Yeah. Who money you gonna? Just joking.
I can't we should stand do that. Him.
Listen, this is another thing.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I'm just thinking about it because it's like, all right, right? So not to say that, like, I feel like anytime someone says anything that isn't like pro-military, you're like, you looked at like a freaking like
douchebag.
No, not even a douchebag. Like, you're almost anti-American.
Mm.
But so what about the people who are like missionaries or like, you know, what some of us do, like, you know, they risk their lives for the gospel and they travel the world to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Or they spend a lot of time, because I'm like, it's a double-edged sword, because I'm like, I really do feel like what I am doing is like on par with missions and changing the world life, like changing the sphere of humanity. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe that about my work.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to come home, it's time to come home. And you don't, that does not matter.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But if I was in the military, it would be different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I got beef with that. You know what I'm saying? It's also about who you marry to. But I definitely have beef with, like, oh, man, like, I really feel like I'm doing something here. But, like, I got to be home, you know, just to be home. You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't want to be home, but sometimes I'm in a groove. You know how it goes. But then I feel bad. You know, so thoughts?
No
thoughts.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for you sometimes, because.
Why do you feel bad?
I just feel like you just want to work.
But it's not that I want to work. But see, the thing is, it's work. If you're not in the military, you're serving your country. It's different.
Are you flexing right now?
I'm not flexing. That's my arm. Don't touch me. See, this is what you do. Listen to what I'm saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Your work is paying off. I'm just saying.
Listen to what I'm saying,
babe.
I'm
hearing what you're saying.
Listen. Do you hear me? What am I saying? Goodness gracious.
You're saying there's a double standard between people who are in the military versus people who are missionaries or traveling artists or doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that you feel like, you know, like, there should be the same level of grace shown toward you as it is shown toward men and women who are in the military.
Yeah, I do feel like that. I feel like not toward me, but people who are of my vocation and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. some people are like really are out here sacrificing a lot to teach people about financial literacy. Mm-hmm. Some people are really out here like really thinking that they are going to change the world, you know, with their, you know, benefits toward teaching people how to grow their own produce or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, some things are like, this is world changing. This is going to save the entire world.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm not saying I'm trying to be a rapper, and I'm not saying that some rappers aren't really trying to change the world through the gospel or whatever the situation is. But like, I feel like my work, like, I feel like when we connect in a way that, like, we understand, like, okay, this is like sacrificial for now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the payoff is going to be there. And I feel like, you know, with the military, it's just different. And maybe I may be wrong, and I'm not wrong. I'm very, like, because I know men who are in the military who disagree with me on this point, or who were, but Yeah, man. I feel really, yeah, I'm passionate about that, but I'm interested to know what other people think.
Yeah, let us know in the comments below. All right, another scenario was taking care of a child conceived out of marriage because something happened. Ooh. Something called an affair. That would be one of the hardest things I would ever have to do, but that child did not do anything. Like, that child did not ask to be brought into this world, you know? So it would be one of the hardest things that I'd have to do. And then the question is, would I still be in the
marriage? I don't think you would be in a relationship, to be honest.
You don't think I would? You think that if you had an affair with a heifer, because that's what she is, and she decided she didn't want to raise a kid or whatever, or we got custody.
Why is she the heifer? Why am I not the...
You're just as bad as she is. Don't worry, I have words for you too.
Okay.
Then you don't think that I would forgive you, stay married to you, and raise that child? Mm-mm. Wow.
I don't think so.
What in me, what about me says that I would not?
Sometimes I load the dishwasher wrong. And the unforgiveness in your look says that we're not going to make it if I don't figure this out. And every time I try to do it a different way. And I don't know what college you have to go to figure out how to load a freaking dishwasher, but every woman's house is different. No dishwasher is loaded the same in each household. And no one taught me how to do it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know where y'all go to school to learn how to do that. But no, I don't think so. I don't think
based so. Based on the way I react when you load the dishwasher, I don't know what I have in me, but for some reason, I do believe that I would be able to forgive you. I would need a tremendous amount of therapy and counseling and marriage counseling and all the things. But I do believe that I could. It depends on the nature of the affair, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
I pray we never have to know this situation.
Yeah, I think the truth is, like, I don't know if I would be able to forgive myself or allow you to forgive me.
Mm.
Like, I would feel like I don't deserve this. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know if I would be cowardly and not be able to take the heat. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many different factors there to where, like, you may be able to forgive me, but you may want to go through like an extreme thing of communication. And I'm like, man, I don't really want to talk about it.
Mm.
And how would that make you feel if I was at fault and not willing to talk about it?
Then that would make me feel hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
How about me? What if I had an affair?
Do you think I would forgive you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. At first I was like, man, there's no way I could live without you. But I feel like that offense is so, like, I would be able to forgive you, but I don't know if I could live with it.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if I could just sit
and raise another man's child.
Raising another man's child is easy. Like, I don't feel like that's the hard part. Being a father is easy. It's being a husband that's the hard part. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, being a mother is easy.
Yeah.
Being a wife is the hard part.
That's the part where it's kind of like, oh, this is where all the work goes in.
Yes.
You know, pleasing a child is nothing. Nah, you don't get the Skittles and you're going to get over it eventually. Or now you get the Skittles. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like, I will do anything I can to make you feel better in this moment. With a spouse, it's just so complex. And, you know, me just living, like, me thinking, because I'm a very visual person, so I would be thinking about it all the time. I would always think about it.
Mm.
And I would tell you I'm not thinking about it, and I'm cool, and I'd be lying to you.
Mm.
And I'd be, like, just feeling so gross. And the only thing that would make me stay is the children. Like, it would be totally stereotypical.
Mm.
Like, I would stay for the kids as long as I could and be like, all right, guys, I'm out. I'm so sorry. I tried. I try so hard. Guys, you won't believe I try. But the truth is, it's very, very, and I feel very carnal and like unbiblical for even thinking like this, but it would be very difficult for me to like think that you had to go elsewhere when I was willing to give you everything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a person who would keep things from you or whatever. So I think for me, like, I'm like, yo, what is it? Because you didn't ask? You know what I mean? Or is it because I dropped the ball, or did I fail here? You know, because I feel like part of me, oh shoot, this is getting real crazy deep. Part of me feels like I have been on, like, kept up with your, like, requests or have exceeded your expectations in a lot of different ways in our marriage from when we first started to where we are. So my brain would go, I didn't have to work that hard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so I would go, yeah, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. That's how I would feel.
I can totally see that being your reaction.
I'd be like, I don't know if I'm willing. But then I know myself too, and I would really be on like some anti-women type stuff. Like, oh, I ain't trusting none of y'all. And I'd be like single for a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I could just see my whole life. I'd be like in the house making myself some eggs, talking to Frank.
Hey, you want some eggs?
Nah, I don't want no eggs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like tripping. Yeah. Mm. It would be like raising the child isn't the hard part. It's what did I do wrong? And I know you wouldn't be able to answer that because I wouldn't put myself in a position to where I would fail you that bad. You know what I'm saying? Or I wouldn't try that hard. So I'd be so like confused, and that confusion would kind of tear me. It would rip me into two. But the whole thing is like, am I willing to jeopardize my family for that? Mm-hmm. But you know, you never know what would happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I could actually leave you, you know? Or allow you to leave. I mean, I guess I would allow you to leave if you wanted to go. If you wanted to go, it's totally different.
You always say that.
Yeah. Like, I never want to keep anyone against their will. Mm-hmm. But
Glenn's always like, if you want to go, just go. You don't have to kill me. You don't have to.
Yeah, that's only when we're watching those crazy shows where their spouse kills. I'm like, look, listen, if you want to leave, don't kill me in my sleep. Don't pay somebody off to kill me. Just go. I'm not going to keep you against your will.
He's like, I'm going to keep my kids, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really like that question. That one got a little heavy. I don't know. Because it got me thinking, like.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, I really am looking at you like, I don't think you would stay with me. Not that that's anything I'm contemplating doing, but it's like, I think that I would be more likely to stay than you would. And then the question comes too, like, do you believe in staying in a relationship for the children? Like, I'm like, okay, so if things ever did go sour between us, would Glenn like just stay for the kids? Like, if you really wanted to go, would the kids be the only thing keeping him?
Yes.
And that sucks. Yeah, like, I'm saying remove infidelity, remove any of that. And just have us. And you just don't like me anymore. You don't want to be married to me anymore. But you stay because of the kids.
Well, that's because I have issues that I know how to suffer well. And I can do really well under distress. But the thing is, I'm not allowing myself to suffer. I'm communicating the whole time. I don't like this. This isn't fair. This isn't right. This needs to change. Like, the whole time I'm talking about that. If you got to a point where you didn't want to work on yourself and you were like giving up, it would be very difficult for me to stay. Mm. Like, I would still stay, but I honestly think I'd be fine, and I think I'd just deal with it and just hope for change and be faithful and just hope. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be like cool, and I wouldn't not say anything. Mm-hmm. That's just not who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I feel like we've been in a place when in our own marriage, where I felt hopeless, and I just continue to be hopeless. It wouldn't be any different until, like, just pray and hope things change. Mm-hmm. All right, we gotta go.
Y'all, I've been telling Glenn we need marriage counseling.
I think we're actually going pretty good.
All right, so we've reached that point in the episode where we ask you guys, how married are you? Again, remember, you can send in your how married are yous via DM on the Instagram app at how married are you, or you can call us at 760-335-6643. Again, that's 760-335-6643. Got that memorized. Or you can leave a voicemail by clicking the link in the show notes below. Here we go.
Hi, Yvette and Glenn. My name is Fari. I am from England. And I'm so married that my husband knows how much I hate being late. So we were running late for church, and I kept saying to him to hurry up because we were going to be late. And he kept saying to me, babe, don't worry, we're going to make it on time, it's going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we were 10 minutes late for church. And I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but I hate being late. And I'm so married that I didn't say I told you so and be super moody about it. And that's just how married I am.
Love it.
I totally understand that whole holding back the moodiness, upsetness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in and sharing your how married are you?
Babe, how married are you?
I'm so married that Glenn had been trying to get me to pay attention to this whole coronavirus thingy that's been going on. And I was hearing him, but I wasn't really hearing him. But stuff got real quick. And so I started doing my own research on it. And I'm like, oh, heck nah. So, yeah, now I'm a little bit more informed, and we are in this together, kind of. If you heard my last how married are you?
Okay.
Babe, how married are you?
I'm so married that although I didn't get Anaya's balloons, her Elsa balloons, I got her hats, plates, napkins, Elsa stickers, and everything I needed to get in order to make sure she had a great quarantine birthday.
And that's just how married we are.